علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We were discussing about some criteria that we need to keep in mind while choosing while recruiting people into managerial, very sensitive managerial positions, especially in government positions, in positions where we know that the society's future and the society's progress is dependent on those positions. We need to be really careful as to who we choose into these positions. And we say that Imam Ali alayhi salam in one of those phrases in the 53rd letter to Malik Ashtar, he says, وَتَوَخَّ مِنْهُمْ أَهْلَ التَّجْرِبَةِ وَالْحَيَاءِ, that choose amongst them, amongst the people, choose those that are people of experience and those who have shyness or bashfulness.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, in the previous session, we talked about the importance of experience. And we say that experience is very important, and of course with all those explanations that we gave. Today we'll discuss about the other criteria, the other criterion that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, wal haya, that choose from amongst them people of shyness and people that have bashfulness. When it comes to people who have who are shy or bashful, or they have this kind of, you know, chastity, let's say, what do we mean by that? See, when you talk about shyness, there are two types of shyness. There is the negative form of shyness and there is a positive form of shyness. The negative form of shyness is basically where a person does not want to do what is right, what is correct, what is necessary out of some form of shyness, like it feels that, you know, if I do that, what will people think, and what will that, I don't have the ability. So there's a mixture of lack of self-confidence together with a certain form of egoism or egotism that is mixed with these, with this feeling, which is a negative form, because I'm very worried or concerned about what others would think or how it would look like if this type of action emanated from me. And this is a negative form of shyness. Of course, this is not what we are talking about in this particular statement where Imam Ali Salam says, Ahlal Haya, people of shyness or people of chastity. Now, what we are talking about here is a positive form of shyness, whereby a person inside us, we have this feeling of not doing that which is wrong. Why? Because we feel shy. I feel shy in front of God to do this wrong thing. Let me give you a simple example. Like sometimes a person would feel shy to not wear certain clothes, let's say, in front of a certain area, a certain group of people. This is a positive form of shyness.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, see, as I said, shyness has both positive and negative dimensions. There's a group of people in this world who have this philosophy that, you know, you should never feel shy, should never have these feelings of chastity. This is a negative thing that stops you from doing, to be free, you know, and do whatever you want. Now, I want to just try and understand the psychology behind this. And of course, this is not the actual topic, but this is actually the reason why many negative trends have happened in the society. You know, they think that shyness in totality is a negative trait. And they think that it is actually a drawback in the progress of mankind. But I feel this is a very incorrect analysis of this very good feeling that Allah has kept in our hearts. You see, every feeling can have different sources and can have different manifestations. And depending on how it is manifested and for what reason it's manifested, it can be either good or it is bad. It can be bad. When shyness stops you to do what is wrong, when shyness stops you from performing that which is illegal, that which is against the will of God, that is a very good shyness. For example, a person would not want to come out of the house with shorts, right? Out of shyness. That's a very good thing. I mean, it's a good thing. I'm feeling shy to come out of my house with shorts. That's a very good thing for a man. I mean, he has to have certain levels of shyness. That is obvious. This is a very simple example that I'm giving. But in some parts of the world, they say, no, this shyness is negative. You should be able to do whatever you want. And, you know, this is going to create progress. I mean, what type of progress? I mean, these people have not even sat down to understand that these types of breaking of barriers are going to lead up to what situation. And you can see right now what is happening in the West with your eyes. See clearly what type of moral degradation the West has achieved because of these, unholy ideas that have creeped into their minds. You see, gradually destroying the moral fabric of the society completely. And we are seeing this with our eyes, and we witness it. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He protects us from these wretched ideas that can finally lead to the destruction of full societies. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب مرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه